Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street, serving Rock Hill for 65 years. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning, and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. Mr. Rector's with us this morning again.
Good morning.
A little chilly this morning.
Yeah, there's maybe some little frost on the pumpkin.
It's more than the pumpkin, let me tell you. Well, where we live is behind the nursery, about 700 yards, and it's down by the creeks down there.
Mm-hmm.
So we get 5 degrees colder than it does over the nursery.
I bet
so
it was down there.
It was
kind of
chilly about 6:30 this morning. Mm-hmm. Especially, I'm so glad when time changes because I'm tired of being dark at 7:30.
That's what my wife says. She gets her hour back.
That's right.
Tomorrow.
They take it away from me, and then I won't enjoy getting it back.
She gets her boy coming home on time now. It gets dark, I go home, street lights come on, I go home.
My wife wants me to put up street lights. We don't have them out there. So, in fact, when we first moved out there, we lived in town where the street light was right outside the front door.
Yeah.
And got out there. She got up the first morning to go down and get we got the paper back in those days.
Oh, yeah.
She went around the corner of the house, stopped, came back inside and said, "You got to put up street lights. I couldn't even see the road." But it is kind of dark out there. But anyway, we've got a very special guest this morning, and she actually works with Mr. Rector, which, God bless you, child.
Somebody's got to work around there.
And it turns out that we've known each other a good little while. We were together back in the old Rock Hill JC days, and I won't say what year because that'll say how old we are.
I'm only 27. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I'm 39 and holding.
There
baby.
You go.
And my grandmother used to say between 39 and 40 is the longest 10 years of any woman's life. So,
dang, I'm older than both of y'all.
That's right. You old man. Anyway, Miss Brenda Jendrett.
Jendrett.
I knew I was going to blow it, and I did it again. Anyway.
He knew me back when I was a single girl. So
that's right. Wild child. Well, we're calm by today's standards.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's our story, and we're sticking
That's
to
right.
it.
That's right. We don't admit to nothing until the sheriff comes in. We call a lawyer. And everything we did, the statute of limitations ran out a long time ago.
That's probably a good thing.
Anyway, she's here today to, I don't know if represents the right word, but inform us about the Master Gardeners of York County, which that program's been around a good little while now because back in the day, Henry Nunner was county agent. He started it, and they said, "Here, take this and run with it," but they didn't give him any money.
Sounds about right.
It was a great idea, but no funds. So Tommy and I actually funded the first few programs he put on to get it started. And what, 30 years now?
I'm not sure.
I think it was early 90s. So yeah. I'm not sure. But anyway. So anyway, Miss Brenda, will you tell us a little bit about the Master Gardeners?
Absolutely. So thanks for having me. So basically, the Master Gardeners York County, we're a very active group. We're fortunate to be supported by the Clemson Extension agent, Paul Thompson. He teaches our classes every year. Once a year, he runs a class. I think this year's one of the largest classes he's had. And we spend 16 weeks learning about gardening, and then we apply that as volunteers in the community. So we do a lot of things with, like, the 4-H agent. We go out into the schools and help with the school gardens to teach the kids where food comes from. We have a wonderful par garden at the Greenway that is now the Betsy McLean Par Garden. Our volunteer that's run that par garden for 17 years is actually taking a step back to take care of a new grandchild. So we're trying to fill her shoes with about four or five other people. That par garden actually is plant a row, so we encourage people to plant extra vegetables and then give them to organizations that feed the hungry. All of our food there goes to Fort Mill, to the ministry there. We do that. We have community gardens, we did run programs like, for example, we've got our symposium coming up. I'm chairing that for again this year. So in February, we're going to have our 2020 Joy of Gardening Symposium. It's the 15th annual symposium, and it's a great opportunity for people to come out and learn a little bit about gardening, socialize, shop, have a lot of fun. Mr. Rector will be there representing Carolina Fresh Farms as our title sponsor again this year, so he's always a lot of fun. I don't know what he's got. I don't know what he's got up his sleeve for this year. But
it's gonna be bigger this year, right?
It is. we're at the Gateway Center in Richburg, and they've actually expanded this year, so we're gonna have more room. David, that doesn't mean you get a whole room to yourself.
Out more.
So. We may have to
make room for Steve to come.
I know. We're trying to get Rolling Hills down there too.
We're working on that. It's called Not Enough Bodies.
but yeah, so we do a little bit of everything.
Now, the one thing I really liked about Master Gardeners in the early days, and Paul's even refined it to a greater degree, if you go through the program, you learn a whole lot about a lot of things.
Yes.
But not a whole lot about anything.
Correct.
So the good part about it is, it's probably, I have no idea how many different disciples he touches on anymore, but you can pick the ones you like and you can go further in those fields. Just because you got a Master Gardener declaration doesn't mean you're an expert on everything, because you're not. I'm not even an expert, and I've been doing it 40 years, and I learn something new every day.
Well, you need to tell my boss, David, that, because anytime anybody comes in the store and I'm there and they ask about anything other than grass, he points at me and goes, "She's a Master Gardener, ask her." So
that's right.
Yeah, we learn how to find the right information.
Where to go to get it.
Exactly. Yep. And you're right, within the Master Gardeners, we've got people that are rose experts, people that are vegetable experts, and I use the term expert a little loosely, because you're right, you never know everything. So we have a wide variety of people, and you always know somebody you can reach out to ask the question.
Well, I learned that the hard way back when we started out. I had a lady come down, and back then we grew a lot of roses, floribundas, hybrid tea, rental, and we grew 300 a year. And she started asking questions. I said, "Ma'am, I have no clue, but I'll find out." And she started laughing. She said, "Well, I'm president of the Charlotte Rose Society." So she knew the answer before she asked questions.
Set up.
Anyway, here's the music. We're going to take a quick break for the calls, and we'll be right back to the gardener's bench.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Looking for that special plant for your fall landscaping? Come by and see some of our new plant varieties as well as the old reliables. Give us a call today at 329-1080. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Experience the peace of mind of Imperial's complete winterizing service. This is Mike Elder. Let the pros at Imperial Pool and Spas put your pool safely to bed for the winter with all the latest winterization techniques.
Imperial Pool and Spas, 21 Bypass and Lake Wiley next to Food Lion.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. Now, I do want to get more into the symposium, but before we jump in that, help me with this a little bit, because I don't remember now. The Master Gardeners, there's an application online, I think you can fill out and all that, and it goes to Paul, and then he interviews you and talks to you before you get into the class.
Yes.
And is a class going on now?
Yeah, they're actually almost done. We have graduation the third week of November, so we got a new class of interns coming out, and they'll start their 40 hours of volunteer work to become a full master gardener.
So that's nice. 40 hours that they have to do something. Yeah.
Yes. So it's 16 weeks of classes, and then in each class, as you said, is focused on a different area. So you learn about botany, you learn about, you know, turf grasses, you learn about vegetables, you know, pest management, that type of thing throughout the 16 weeks. Take a test at the end, including plant identification. And once you've passed your test, then you when you sign up, you agree to do 40 hours of volunteer work before you're a full-fledged master gardener.
Now, this is something I've been wondering and been meaning to ask you and Paul and anybody else, and I keep forgetting it. Now, the First Friday thing, that is a Master Gardener event?
It is not. It is actually put on by Clemson, but
so
it's
supported. Paul's event.
It's Paul's, but it's supported by the Master Gardeners. Yesterday, the topic was Christmas decorating with plants. There's always a schedule put forth before the beginning of the year, so you can go out and take a look. And I think it is also on the Master Gardener website. So yorkmg.org. So that's yorkmg.org will get you to the Master Gardener website. And we should have a list of all the First Friday topics out there. It's become so popular that we had to split it into two on every Friday. So there's one at 9:30 and there's one at 11.
Yeah, they were violating the fire code and didn't know it, but I heard about that.
That's a good problem. Yeah, good problem to have.
They're actually held at the Learning Center at Glencairn Garden, which for us old folks is the old United Way building. Edgemont?
Edgemont.
On the Edgemont turn.
It's on the other side of Glencairn Garden from where the main building is.
You turn off Charlotte and go just a little ways, and it's on the left. So
The other thing that happens on Fridays during the growing season, so from spring until about mid-November, is the Master Gardeners do Ask a Master Gardener. We've always had the hotline, which you could call in, and you can call and leave a message on the hotline and ask your gardening question, and somebody will get back to you. But on Fridays, we've expanded it this year so that you'll see people wandering around Glencairn Gardens with the green vest on that say ask a Master Gardener, so that you can ask in person. And during that time, we go through the gardens and kind of clean up and do a little tidying up for the city so that we keep Glencairn Gardens looking as beautiful as it always has been.
That's nice.
I'm sure Whitner appreciates the help, too. Mm-hmm.
She can use the help if anybody wants to volunteer. I'm sure she's got some things that she'd be glad to let you help with.
She came to see me Thursday, so I hadn't seen her in a while. She didn't come out much when it's 96 degrees.
That's a smart lady.
Yeah.
I don't think we had very many people asking questions during the hot part of the summer, but...
Well, according to the schedule, there's one more of the First Fridays, and that's what did I just do with it? But anyway, it's on growing camellias. So, and Paul knows his stuff when you get to that. It's on December the 6th, so that's the last one on my little card. So I'm sure he's got some for next year. He just ain't giving them to me yet.
That's true.
But it's a good program and very knowledgeable. And he's not here, so I can talk about him, but Paul Thompson's one of the best at teaching like that there is. I mean, I've known him a long time. In fact, we knew him when he was down at Mount Pleasant before he moved up here, and I was so excited when he came up here because Henry and Raymond and all them were good guys, but horticulture was not really their strong suit. They were more into row crops back in those days. So. But Paul was the first horticulturist we've ever had up here. I can't believe he's been here this long now, but he's been here a while.
I know. He knows his stuff, too.
Now, sometimes they get too technical on you, so I'll throw that tidbit in. So you have to rein him back in.
Paul's like, man, I thought I had a compliment for a minute.
He did have a compliment.
Yeah, Steve reeled it back, didn't he?
Every once in a while, I have to reel him back in.
Keeps people in their place.
That's right.
That's my job, and somebody's got to do it. Anyway, okay. Now, the class starts usually in August and goes through November. Is
yes,
that right?
That's correct.
Boy,
so
I'm remembering good today.
I'm just being nice and agreeing with you.
Okay, well, that works. You weren't nice 30 years ago, but anyway.
Hey! All right, rude. I'm gone.
Hey, you don't know who she ran around with.
Well, I know. If you were involved, that's bad enough.
That's exactly guilt by association.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting ready to say. Exactly. Guilt by association. Whether she did anything wrong or not, it's what she was with, everybody thought she did.
Thank God the music's playing now.
That's right. It's
time. Get me out of here.
Time for another break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench. This is Steve Crumpet, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For 40 years, we've supplied the York County area with quality landscape plants, locally grown and climatized. Come by the nursery at 873 Museum Road. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Winterize your pool with the help of the pros at Imperial Pool and Patio. You'll be protecting your investment with BioGuard's Arctic Blue Winterizing Kit. Imperial stocks everything you need to put your pool to bed, including pool covers. Imperial Pool and Patio, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. We're going to wrap up this segment here in just a little bit, but we was talking with Miss Brenda about the Master Gardeners of York County, which is a great program and been around a while now. And you've told us all about the Master Gardeners. Now let's get into this symposium a little bit.
Right.
People know what it is or know where it is and what it is, but don't really know what it is inside, the working, what the purpose is and all that jazz.
Yeah, so we've designed the symposium, and we don't want people to think if it's a symposium that you got to be a gardening expert to come. We've got something for everybody, all different levels of gardeners. We try to bring in speakers, both local and national speakers. So this year we've got Christopher Woods coming in. He actually is a very well-known garden designer, landscape designer, and he has his topic is garden lust, and it's a botanical tour of the world's best new gardens. So he's going to talk to us about some of the botanical gardens. Of course, our friend Paul's going to talk about organic pest management. We've got Winghaven coming out. They're going to talk about plants for bird sanctuaries. We've got a specialist coming out to talk about hydrangeas. We have a couple of different presentations on native plants so that you can learn a little bit more about what the native plants are for our area as opposed to some of our imported plants that maybe come in and become invasive. Closing speaker is going to talk about layering native plants, and she also has a breakout that's removing invasive and thugs. And I think I need that one because I've transplanted way too many invasive plants from my mom and my grandmother, and now I'm fighting to get rid of them.
Brenda loves to work in the yard, so.
That's it. That's where I'm headed. That's where I'm headed today.
Itching to get out of here to get back home. And get
I gotta take some of those great pansies and snapdragons that I got at Carolina Fresh Farms out to put in my yard today. So, but we got a big variety of speakers. As you see, the topics. You know, we try to give something for everybody. Our fees are $60 for early bird registration, which starts, as a matter of fact, started yesterday. We opened for registration on November 1st, and that'll go until the end of the year. And then in January, you can registration actually goes up to $70. But if you'd like to come join us, that includes your all of the speakers. It includes lunch. It includes vendors. We have a lot of great vendors out selling things, garden-related items. We'll have a silent auction, which helps us raise money to keep our programs going in the community. And just a lot of fun and a lot of friendships made. And you learn a lot sitting at the lunch table talking to other gardeners. You never know what the topic's going to be. But the symposium's actually February 22nd. That's a Saturday. It's from 8 to 3. And if you go to symposium.yorkmg.org, you can register. We have both online registration, and you can go print a hard copy if you want to mail in a check. We'd be glad to have you. And again, it's yorkmg.org and symposium.yorkmg.org are our websites.
Now, Paul, nice. Paul told me last year you had almost 250 people there.
We did. We're shooting for 250 to 300 attendees this year. We've got room for 300.
Got room for more, yeah.
Yeah, so.
So we want 300.
We'd love it.
I'm a vendor, so we would want love more it. People.
Well, weren't you, now you used to be at Baxter Hood,
yeah,
right?
We were at Baxter Hood until they decided that was going to become just open. It was used temporarily as the library, right, when they were doing construction. And once that was done, they decided it wasn't going to be open to the public as a venue anymore.
Well, so, you outgrew that anyway.
Yeah, we were at our max there at about 200 people.
You needed to go, but we'll get into the extra hood thing another day.
Steve always knows the
I got opinions on everything.
Have you ever made Steve mad in Rock Hill? Don't. Do a show on you.
Don't.
Well, what's cool about the symposium is, since I'm a vendor, I've been doing this. I don't think I was at the first one, but I've been to at least 12. This is the 15th one, so. And I met Brenda. That's how I ended up meeting Brenda. Anyway, but it's cool. You go to the classes, but then they have time where you come out and you walk around and shop and talk to vendors, and people give away stuff like I do. Usually I'm always giving away stuff. It helps attract people to your booth, but it's a day. You're not in class like from 8 to 3, so there's a lot of breaks and time to talk to people and look. And there's all kind of people sell clothes and birdhouses and, you know, all kinds of stuff. So, and plants, probably have a Rolling Hills. I'm sure they're going to sell plants when they come. It'd be nice. So.
Yeah, we do have a lot of people ask for plants from our vendors. And, of course, our timing being the end of February, we're all starting to dream of spring, but it's not quite there. So we are working to get some plant vendors. But, again, we have to recognize the fact that in February, the end of February, nurseries aren't quite ready to sell spring plants. And if you're going to buy them, you're going to put them in your garage for a little while before you can get them out in the yard.
If it's heated.
Well, that's true.
Well, it's not the prettiest time of year for landscaping, but it's the perfect time to go away and have meetings and talk about things, and then get ready for spring.
It's like getting your spring gardening catalogs, and you sit down. It's like being the kid with the Sears wish book. You know, you got to sit down and dream about spring. So,
well, one problem with the symposium for us in the past is that's usually around the same time of the South Carolina Nursery Shows. Mm-hmm. It has hit on the same weekend before, but this year I think it's doing largely a little different.
It's in January, I think, now.
So. Well, it got messed up. messed up bad.
We just removed Steve's excuse not to be there, right?
Well, we'll see. I'm good to excuses. I've got 40 years experience coming up with excuses. Anyway, Matt's giving us the signal now. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back to finish up this edition of the Gardener's Bench.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Looking for that special plant for your fall landscaping? Come by and see some of our new plant varieties as well as the old reliables. Give us a call today at 329-1080. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Hey, Mills. Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
This is Kevin Ice at Imperial Pool and Patio. Tired of that old ugly tarp covering your pool? At Imperial, we recommend safety and convenience of a Loop Lock cover. With Loop Lock, opening and closing your pool becomes an easy one-person job.
Ask for Loop Lock at Imperial Pool and Spas of Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
We return now to The Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to The Gardener's Bench. As I said, going off the air, we're going to wrap up this rendition, and we got two more shows for this season.
It went fast.
It is, and then we'll sit down with the powers that be and decide if we're going to sucker enough to get into this next year.
See how contract negotiations work.
Yeah, I think they ought to at least double our salary.
I think so. That'd be nice.
We got a big following now. Let's say double nothing, still nothing.
Yeah. Want to get everybody the last show to come up here to the radio show. Bring everybody
that's
up here.
That's kind of like working at Carolina Fresh Farms, you know.
Yeah, is that what it is? You get paid no attention.
Exactly.
Okay. We had a bunch of rain. We had to talk about rain.
Men talking about weather.
Yeah, that's our trademark is talking about the weather. But we had some rain this week. And in fact, I almost had too much one day.
Yeah.
We had a couple of inches that night, and it was kind of messy the next morning. But the weather's cooled down. Supposed to be pretty cool the next week. Everybody says it's getting cold, but it's really just November.
I mean, it's football weather now.
If you think back, we had 83 degrees the 1st of September, 96 the 1st of October, and we were at the house, we were 33 this morning. So that's pretty – we've covered
together. Wide range.
Yeah, covered – if you don't like the weather in South Carolina, wait till tomorrow. It'll change. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much the policy. We're getting into the tree planting season. We still don't have a huge selection, but we talked to the guy yesterday. The leaves are starting to fall, and they'll start digging.
Yeah, it's good.
And we got a lot to put in, so come see us. We're there 9 to 3 today. Y'all have already put in, an hour?
Yeah, we're working on almost an hour. I guess they are.
You hope they are.
Know what they're doing over there. Hopefully they're selling seed, so you still got time to get out, get your seed, aerate, fertilize, get it on in before the leaves start falling big time. And we're up in 8 to 2 today. So
that was going to be my next statement, to 2 o'clock.
8 to 2.
Yeah, I don't know why you think people can get up at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning anymore. But
well,
we used to get up at daylight,
do.
We don't anymore.
We appreciate Brenda for coming today. She's warm and snuggling in her bed this morning with her dogs, and she got up, and now she gets to go home and play in the yard. So
that's
a good thing.
Thank you so much, dear.
Thanks for having me.
You don't know how hard it was for me to get somebody to talk about Master Gardeners.
Obviously, you've met me before. Yeah. You should know better.
Well, they all said they'd do it, but they wanted to do it in January. We're not on the air in January.
No, we're not.
Okay. Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping.
We did run over
Museum
Road, time.
Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street, serving Rock Hill for 65 years. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686 and buy Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. Join us again Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.